Steve Austin, astronaut, a man found barely alive, again. We believe we can rebuild him, within reason. We're not sure about funding, but we have the technology. We have the capabilities to make the first bionic man the second bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before, probably. Better, not quite stronger, but in the ballpark of being nearly as strong, faster.
How are you feeling, Steve?
Strange, Dr. Wells. Really strange.
Well, you did pretty much die again, Steve. And yet, here we are talking. For my money, that's about as strange as it f***ing gets.
No, I'm used to dying, Rudy. I mean, it feels different this time. Like my body doesn't work the same as it did before.
Oh, about that.
Yeah. What? What is it?
Well, Steve, I guess the only thing to do is be honest with you. Steve, it's 2007, 33 years since the last time we rebuilt you. So when it came time to re-rebuild you, well, let's just say $6 million just doesn't go as far as it once did. Yes, sir, that technology we bragged so much about in our original show open is now obsolete. And the parts and manpower real agencies are using today, well, it's just too expensive for OSI. Yep, our stocks have taken a real hit since you did Fall Guy.
You mean...
That's right, Steve. You're still only the $6 million man. Hell, more money went into rebuilding Edger and James' knee.
So I'm not as strong?
Well, you're in the ballpark of being nearly as strong.
Yeah, I heard that from earlier in the bit. Well, at least I'm faster.
Yeah. About that, Steve. Well, I'm not saying you're not faster, but we haven't exactly tested it yet.
Well, what's your bet?
Probably not.
Oh.
Oh, cheer up, Steve. It could be worse. Hell, the bionic woman's doing infomercials right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, the sleep number bed or something like that.
Wow, that is a fall from grace. At least my name's never been disgraced, right? What?
Well, while we're being completely honest, Steve, there's now a professional wrestler who's taken your name, Steve Austin.
No!
Yes, Stone Cold Steve Austin's his name. We've been hiding that from you for years.
Well, I guess I should thank you for that.
It wasn't that hard, really. OSI's never sprung for cable television, Steve.
Jeez, this is a lot to handle, Rudy. I mean... Should I even fight crime anymore?
Oh, yes. $6 million may not be what it used to be, Steve, but it's still $6 million. Oh, you bet your saggy ass we want you to fight crime, old man.
Okay, well, could you someone walk me through my new functions then?
Sure, but I'll tell you now. It's sort of a good news, bad news thing we've got working here, Steve. The bad news is you can't jump nearly as high anymore. The good news is you'll still make that cool sound when you do it.
What are we talking here, like Vince Carter high?
No, more like Nick Carter high. Sorry about that. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, your X-ray vision, it's been taken away, but that has more to do with pending lawsuits than finance, really. Your strength, as we covered, has been severely reduced. We couldn't do anything about your arthritis. And your red sweatsuit has a hole in the crotch. Now, on the upside, we were able to put an MP3 player in your wrist. Check this out. Backstreet's back, all right. Huh? What do you think, Steve?
That's pretty nice.
Well, Steve, anyway, we've got a lot of testing to do yet. You just chill here for a second and we'll get started. I myself am going to run, make a Starbucks run real quick. You need anything?
No, thanks. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's probably why, Steve. Don't know yet how the Athene K will affect the new Ionics Bay. Good thinking on your part. Okay, I'll see you later. Now, you don't go nearly dying on me again, okay? All right, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Wow.
I guess being the $6 million man ain't what it used to be. I wonder if I'm going to have to take a pay cut. God, I'd hate the thought of having a roommate at this stage in my life. Rock your body. Everybody.